isn't it?
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Nun Dalid. We're holding the last line of Nun Gimel Amid Beis. And the Gemara is going to give us today several different examples about people who are trying to make a chazaka on a property. And, as you'll see, each time the Gemara is going to discuss, is that effective or is it not effective? And the very first case is, bottom line on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayman Dishoda Lifta Beipili De'ara. Somebody wants to go and be koina a karka bechazoka. And of course, we've been talking about at length about Noal Godar Porat Kolshehu, that you do some type of malacha to go and show that this is yours. Not a cheskis raya, a cheskas kinyan. The question is, can you effect it by shada lifta? Lifta means lefes, as you know, is turnip. Here we're talking about turnip seeds. Somebody took a bunch of turnip seeds and threw it, beipili da'ara. Beipili da'ara means that you had cracks in the ground, and then someone threw in the seeds, hoping that these will eventually grow. As Rashbam points out, he did not do any plowing. He did not do any covering of the seeds after he threw the seeds in. He did not do any irrigation. He did not do any fertilizing. All he did was throw the seeds in. And as a result, he wanted to be koina de ara de ger, in property that belongs to a ger, meaning that there was no makne. It was just he alone trying to be koina min a hefker. Does this work? Says Rabbi Yirma Bira, no, loy havi chazok. It does not work. Why not? My time. Because the inna vishada loy havi shvacha. At the moment that he throws the seeds in, he has not accomplished anything. So Rishbam says, what means he hasn't accomplished anything? Because in all of those other examples that we gave, when a person does charisha, or a person does the proper seeding of the property, when he does, he covers over the seeds, he brings in fertilizer, he irrigates it. All of those are very important maisim chashuvim to improve on the property so that it should be a productive property. All he did over here was just threw some seeds in. Even though ultimately the seeds were successful and they grew, and 3 months later he had, Baruch Hashem, beautiful turnips, he is still not considered to have made an effective chazaka. Why? Zokti Gemara, my time at the end of the shana, when he threw the seeds in, lehavishvacha, there was no improvement to the ground. The ground is exactly the same as it was before. He did not renovate, he did not improve. The only thing is, you're saying, but months later, Baruch Hashem, the turnips grew. Hashad kashavach, mameila kashavach. That they grew, that was like a bracha from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that it grew, even under these circumstances, where the person did virtually nothing. So even though, says Rishbam, normally achilas peiros of a karka normally works, that's by cheskas sholei shonim. However, when you're talking about cheskas kinyan by definition means you got to do something to improve the land, to show balis over the land, throwing in a few seeds, those is gunish mit gunish, and therefore, bottom line, he's not kain. Omer Shmuel.
Excuse me, one question then. Would he be chayav achata? If it's such a gornish, is this a malach on Shabbos? Because he didn't do his ria to improve the property. Is that a threshold even for Shabbos, or not?
Yeah, this is Shabbos.
I would, first of all, as you know, I don't have to tell you, that le'alfinan isuri me'mamoni or me'mamoni me'isuri. But nevertheless, your question is, would he be chayv on Shabbos? Presumably he would, because ultimately he did put seeds in the ground, and that is called Zriya. However, in terms of showing balas on a property, it's like what happens if a person goes and carries something on Shabbos from one place to other place over 4 amas. Technically you're chayv, even if, you know, it's a small item, it's a malucha. Here, however, even though it might be Maluch of Zriya, it does not show that he is the Baalis, that he has taken Baalis over this Karka, because you have to be Mashvich the Karka for purposes of... Exactly. Rabbi Yosef tells us, you want me to repeat what's being said here in the Bismedish locally? So Rabbi Yosef Dwyer says that he has not been mashbiach the karka, and you see from the Loshana Gemara that that's essential for purposes of making a kinyan. It's not enough just to go and throw seeds. You got to be mashbiach. No mashbiach was done because just the throwing of the seeds is gunished.
I'd like to add that, you know, we had a strike like that in Shabbos.
So someone is the pot, puts the pot on the tanor, and then whether his chaver can come and take it down before it's mopped or baked.
Right.
So I think it's a drabanan. So can you go there to prevent the apia from happening? So until the apia happens, it's nothing, but once it goes forward. So here was 3 or 2. He throws it, but if say someone would come and sweep up the seeds, maybe then it wouldn't be 3 because he prevented it from being...
Very good. So you're saying that a person who wants to prevent the other person from being over the iserk brings a vacuum cleaner and he tries to clean all the seeds out, and then he wouldn't be either. Okay, very nice.
Yeah, that's the way to it. Okay.
Exactly.
That's the seed.
I'm sorry, Nahul.
That's the seed over the heavy
tablet. Yeah, there are dias of pass and things like that. Okay, let's get back to the subject.
You said something, I didn't have.
Okay, so Moshe Chaim asks here. The Gemara says that even though at the end he does have Baruch Hashem fertige turnips, that shvacha is memeila kashavach, and so therefore that doesn't count. He's going to be able to eat from the turnips again. He wasn't mashbiach the karka. Frank Rishbam, but haven't we said so many times that achilas peirois does the trick? In other words, if you've planted and then at the end of the season for 3 years, each time you harvest the grapes and the olives and the tamarim and all those things that we had before. So he's now harvesting. So why don't you say he has a harvest based on the turnips? So I pointed out that Rishbam already asked this kasha, and Rishbam says, Achilas peirois of sholishonim would work if for 3 years he's been eating the turnips in the ground that he planted by just throwing the seeds. That would work. But here we're talking about cheskas kinyan. How do you know we're talking about Cheskas Kinyan? Because the first line of the Gemara says we're talking about Ara de Ger. Who cares whether it's a Ger? I mean, Vahaftim is a Ger. What's up is a Ger? Because when the Ger passed away, there were no Yorishim, so he's trying to be Koinim in a Hefker. There's no Makna, and therefore this Kinyan, that was the end of the Mishnah, Daf Membeis. That we said, the Umnan and the Shut from the Near Recent all do not have a Kinyan. That's the Gabe Cheskas Ryan. The Med Vul Mamur. The last part of the Mishnah is, however, if you're talking about being koinim in hager, then all you have to do is know al god upon it. Right, the last line? He was good? Fine. Next shtickle, Omer Shmir. Haiman de poshach dikla, adaita de dikla, koni. Adaita de chiyusa loy koni. Someone went into a property, found a dekel, let's assume again, nechsi hager lemushel, and what did he do? The dekel was already standing there. He decided to go and prune it. How do you prune a dekel? By cutting off some of the branches from time to time, so that allows the other branches to develop and to grow, and to gishmak, and all of that is wonderful. Now, the two reasons why a person would want to cut off branches from a dekel tree. One, to improve the tree so that it can grow better. On the other hand, many people do it just because they want firewood. They want to be able to cut off a couple of branches to go and heat up their ovens at home. So the question is, what was his das? What was his kavunah? So Haiman the Pashal Dikla. The Pashal Dikla means to go and remove some of the branches by cutting them off. It was a diet to the Dikla to improve the Dekel. He's cunning. A diet to the Chiyus, if he did it for his Chayis. Oh, so I said it was for fire. Sorry. If he meant it instead for cattle fodder, for Machal Bahaimo or Machal Chayis, then Loikuni, then he's not cunning. Zokti Yomara, Hey Chidomi, how can you tell whether the purpose of pruning the trees for the purpose that we just discussed for improving the dekel, or maybe it was because he wanted to get together fodder for his chayis, for his behemoth. How can you tell? Says Yimor, very simple. Shock. The person has left the scene. The person is mute. Evil Mishren. Hey, Chidomi, how do you know? Shock me haigisa adaita de dekla. Kula me chad gisa adaita de chiyusa. Is he doing it in a very intelligent, planned way, so that this deca will continue to thrive and to grow, which would mean he will take branches from all around, for the ganta room and a room from the tree, then you see he's worried about the tree. However, if each time he does the pruning, he cuts off the branches from one side of the tree, not only is he not improving the tree, he's being makalkal the tree. You're going to have all of the branches on one side, they're not going to grow properly. On the other side, it's totally barren, it's empty. Ah, so you can tell from his actions whether his kavuna was for liknois or his kavuna was for just for cattle fodder, for food. A similar case. The Amishmiel, not a case.
I'm saying this again because I see the second time you're not saying it. The data dikul is not because he wants to be kind.
He not want to be koineh?
He wants to be mashbiach.
Okay, but he wants to be koineh through doing the shvach.
Okay,
no, you're 100% right. About the whole chazukah we're talking about, he wants to be koineh. And yes, Rabbi Yosef Bleier is again insisting and emphasizing that the main point of both of the cases that we just had, as well as some of the future cases, are how do you show baalis through chazukah if you're mashbiach? And that tam that he's giving is mamish a tam l'shvach, that really improves on the entire Gemara and the understanding. A great shkoyach. No, she needs a lot of improvement. Anyway, you're not yoytze with this. The word zochi zechai is from a lashon like shemen zayis zoch, to be pure, to be clean, to be givaldik. You have a piece of property and it was full of branches on the floor. Big pieces of wood, small pieces of wood, a lot of schmutz, and he wants to go and clean it up. Okay, see, Daka does it. Hayman dezochi zechai, Daka purifies the land by collecting all of the wood. Adai to the Arif, the reason why he's doing it is for the land, to improve on the land, to be mashbiach. In which respect to be mashbiach? To Tushbam, because after that, when the land is totally clean and clear, he'll be able to take the plow and plow it normally. But if you have a lot of obstacles, like lots of branches and twigs and other things, it's at nishkai. So if he did a dite to the Ares Kani, a dite to the Tzivi, if he wants the wood to be able to use for firewood, loy Kani, because he didn't have intention of being mashbiach, the karka, but rather just cleaning it out for his own purpose to go and collect wood. And again, the question...
Excuse me, they're not mutually exclusive. They're not mutually exclusive.
It's true. You're 100% right. And the Gemara is going to say, hey, Chidami, how can you tell what his kavana was? Shakul Ravravi Vizutri, if he does a real great cleanup, the big ones and the small ones, in other words, the big branches which are there on the property, as well as all the small little twigs and little things, that are dated ara. But if Shakul Ravri, if he only took the big stuff, Vishavizutri and the kleine kite, and he left, then we see what's the reason why he only took the big stuff, not the small stuff. Ah, a kapur on the land. He wanted that for his fire. For his fire, these small little twigs, in 1 minute, they'll all be burned up. Therefore, he wants the gedoilim, he wants the rafavi. So, you're 100% right, Barry. You can go and tell now from his mode of collection, what is he collecting? Only the big ones or everything, whether his intention was for one purpose or for the other. V'yomashmil, ha'iman the iskel tikla. Here we're talking about other types of problems on the land. Here in particular, iskal tikla means a michshol, obstacles which are on the land. What type of obstacles? As we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, we're talking about that the land is not flat. Some of the land are little mole hills, and some of the land has some crevices. Some have some splits, cracks in the land. Yeah, bikuim, very good. And now he wants to go and flatten the whole thing out. So, once again, the flattening is done for the purpose of the ground. If, however, the reason why he is flattening it is not for the land to be able to plow and plant, but rather because he wants to make a temporary beidori. You all remember the definition of beidori from the beginning of Eilam Metzias, the Kav Ba'ar Ba'amis, the machnashta de beidori. Beidori is a threshing hold. What he's doing is he has a lot of tvua on the ground. The purpose of this ground, like all the other fields, arum and arum, is to go and plow, plant, harvest year after year after year. For some reason, this particular year, it's convenient for him, instead of taking all the tvua and transporting it to the nearby threshing floor
and granary, he's going to go and make a temporary threshing floor off an art here on the spot. And that's the reason why he's trying to flatten out the land here, there, and everywhere. But, says Reshbam, that type of granary and threshing floor, that's only a temporary fix. He certainly doesn't mean to put that there permanently, because the purpose of this field, like all the other fields, are room and a room, is to go and plant every year and to go and harvest. The Rishbam says, Eina Chanami, if he wants to make a new permanent threshing floor over here, Eina Chanami. But we're talking about...
Kind of.
Sorry?
Then it's kind of.
Then it's kind of, because he's stuck in making a threshing floor. So now the question obviously is, again, how can you tell what his kavana was? Like all of these Gemara, the Gemara asks now, Hey Chidami, can you tell me? Says Gemara, very simple. Shakal mulya v'shod b'natza adaita di'ara. Mulya is like the English word, a molehill. In other words, a little heaps and molehills here, there, and everywhere throughout the property. And they're also natza. Natza means that there are cracks, crevices, bikoim. If he takes the molehill and he scoops it up and he throws it into the natza, into the holds, then adaita di'ara. Obviously, he wants to flatten out the entire property from beginning to end, to be able to go and do a proper plowing the next season. However, if mulia b'mulia, what he does is he takes together all of the mounds, all of the heaps, all of the molehills, and he flattens them out on one spot. On another spot of the karka, he puts all the natsa together. In other words, he tries to flatten out all of the cracks and crevices in the ground. What you have left with is you have now a flattened ground, however, different levels. Where the mulyas are is 5 inches higher, and where the natsas were are those that 5 inches lower. So now for purposes of the grain, for the threshing hold, that's perfect. Where you have that area of a chvais, an amma, 5 ammas, 10 ammas, where it's all 5 inches taller, higher, that's where he'll go and do the threshing over there. The other part of the ara, which is a little bit lower, he'll do threshing over there. There's no problem in doing threshing multiple levels. However, to go and now plow the field, mishigas, this is higher, this is lower, lower, higher, you know, that's just a geitnish. So therefore, you can go and tell from how he has fixed this problem with these machshoilis, with the mulias and nonsense, by his actions. So therefore, not to benatza, like to beidori, he wants to go and make the threshing floor, and then after he's finished threshing all of the tvua for the year, then he's going to go and start thinking about what am I going to do about plowing for next year.
So that's why it's not koinim?
It's not koinim because he didn't make a proper kinyan to be mashbiach, the karka. This threshing floor business was just a temporary fix. It was not permanent. The Rishbam says, in a chambi, if he wants to do it permanently, it's a different story. Exactly. Now
he's going to make money.
He's going to convert it, right? After that, maybe he'll decide to go and build on it, a building, a multi-residential building. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's not trying to go and make a... Okay, let me get back to the Yom HaShmiel. Next case. Hayman de Pasach Maya Ba'ara. A person who lets water into the karka. Adaita Da'ara. If the reason why he's letting the water in, if for the purpose of the land to irrigate it, Nakadi, no, Avadi's Mashbiach the karka, and that's what you're supposed to do. Adaita Da'kavri. If the reason is because he wants to catch fish. What do we mean catch fish? That you have a stream which is right next to his property. There are tons of fish over there. He's lazy to go and throw out nets and his fish hook. What he does is he opens up a passageway for the stream to get onto his property. And as the water dissipates and goes into, gets absorbed into the land, he has fish on top. Fish. But he didn't do it for purpose of the land. He did it for the fish. So it's a day that covered like honey. So again, hey Chidami, how can you tell? Pasach Trei Bavi, if he opened up 2 passageways, one entrance and one exit on his property, then it's Chad Ma'ayil v'Chad Mapik. One lets the water in and one drains the water out on the other side. Why would he do that? The water's just coming and going, 1, 2, 3. It's not enough time to settle on the land. Safut, no? So the reason why he did it is a day to the Kavri, because he figured fish will go along for the ride with the water, and then as the water leaves the other side, there's only to make a small little hole so the fish can't easily escape, and have the fish, however, if he makes only chad bav, he only makes an entry, he doesn't make an exit, or adaita de'ara, because he wants the water to taka settle in the land so that he has proper irrigation. Presumably, if it gets flooded, if too much water, then he'll close up that hole. But he only made one hole because he's not interested in the fish, he's interested in the water to irrigate the land. So you see, now we had a whole bunch of fascinating cases, and now the Gemara is going to go back to the Amish Shmuel about the person that wanted to be koine the dekel by pruning it, by taking off some of the branches. So we have Taka Hayitza. There was a lady, the Ochla Dikla, she was trying to be koine the dekel, the Tapshicha. Tapshicha means that she was, look, if you go back on the fourth line at the top of the Omid, Omid Shmuel, Hayman de Poshach Dikla. That's the Tapshicha, that's the Poshach. Remember, we said Poshach means to go and prune the tree by removing some of the branches. But she did it all on one side, not both sides, only on one side. You know how long she did this? For Tleisishnin, for 13 years. Now, you remember, what do we say? That if you did it only on one side, the reason is not because you're trying to improve Mashbiach the Dekel, but the reason is because you want those branches for Chiyusa, for fodder for your animals. Yeah. She did this for 13 years. She was confident nobody was Moicha. Avad, it's her property. Akvalta, ha ha. Guess what happens? Oh, Osa Hahu. Probably says, Hu Gavra. Yeah. Osa Hu Gavra. Someone came aboard onto the property. Rufik tu se porta. And he did a Rufik baporta. That kind of kite. A small little hoeing and shoveling in the property. Rufik means to go and dig. And you dig by you taking a hoe or a shovel. And you, but porta. We're not talking about a huge digging. Abyssal. Okay, so who won? So I would normally think, 13 years she's been there, she's been cutting and pruning and da-da. And he just comes here for 5 minutes, he's roughing Bapota. Some say in front of Levi, some say in Marukva. Ukme biyodei. He gave the property to the second fella, the roughing Bapota guy. As you can imagine, the lady was very upset. Not only did she speak, she starts screaming, Vostutzuchta! I've been here for 13 years. Oh, Malah, my Avidlach, what can I do for you? You didn't do a proper chazaka. A proper chazaka would mean to go and take fanarum and arum, take prune it on all sides. You only pruned it on one side. That's not the way you improve trees. If anything, you makalkal the tree as a result. Therefore, that doesn't show
Cheskis. She was Ochelos Peros for all those years.
You mean it's
Ochelos Peros?
You're talking in terms. Yeah?
Okay.
Apparently, the Gemara.
She took from the branches. That's the she took from it. And why does she have to stick? It's her tree. She can take whatever she wants. Once I own a tree, so for the first 3 years, maybe.
Hey, you're loud and clear. If she would have taken Tamarim from this tree for 13 years, you'd be 100% right. Those are the real, real payrays. She's not taking the tamarim from the tree. What she's doing is she's taking the branches and she's ruining the tree. This tree might have lasted for 50 years. By the fact that she keeps on cutting, it's only going to last for 10 years, for 20 years. So she's not, again, she's not machzik, kinem machaski inchi, and that's why.
And he bought a horse, a paltry, and then the guy puts the door. The guy who puts the door gets it.
Exactly.
Same idea,
right? It's similar. You know, there's a, in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, it says that the trees sinned, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted that all of the trees, that the bark of the tree should taste exactly the same as the peiros of the tree. And the only tree that listened was the esrog tree. But otherwise, all the other trees didn't. What's the lashon haposik? Here it says, eitz pri oisapri, and then afterwards they didn't listen, they only will eitz oisapri. So the trees went and rebelled against Kaviyuchel, the Rabbi Nishloel, and they didn't listen. The Kodesh Baruch Hu said, make sure your peiros and the bark taste the same. They didn't listen. Why taki didn't they listen? You know, Rabbi Nishloel created them. So Shtaitan Medrash, and they had no Yetzirah, they had no mitzvahs, there was no Torah, so why didn't they listen?
They didn't listen to the Yetzirah.
They didn't listen to the Eitzah. Very good. Ah, beautiful, beautiful. Anyway, bottom line, what's Taka, the reason why they didn't listen? Sorry?
Oh, so it should be a...
Should you have an Esrik for Klal Yisrael?
It's
an amazing...
You look very bad.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, basically, these are all wonderful, wonderful answers. However, the Medrash says that the reason is because the tree was worried about self-preservation. If the bark of the tree will taste the same as the peiros on top of the tree, why would anybody be crazy enough to go and climb up a decal tree? If you've ever been to Miami Beach, these decal trees can be 20, 30, 40, 50 feet high. Why do I have to schlep all the way on the top? I'll just take off a piece of bark, and machayach, and macha brucha, and then I'll lay it, and we're done. Therefore, they were afraid that everybody would eat the tree itself, and there won't be any peiros, and there won't be any trees left. And that's why they didn't listen. The straight shaking medrash. Anyway, so. Yes, yes.
Anyone that has sable.
Yes.
They're lazy now, but if they heat up the bark and there won't be any tree, what are they going to eat tomorrow? What are they going
to
eat in 6 months?
I guess they'll have to plant new trees. Anyway, the trees don't have a lot of seichel. These only have trees. So they were worried about that people will go and eat up the trees. Okay, but the point is, Barry, you asked a very good question. So if she would have eaten 13 years or even 3 years of Paris of tomorrow, Mavada, but she went and ruined the tree by constantly taking off the branches from one side, which was Makalkal. Omerav, Hatzor Tzura Benechzi Hager Kona.
Yeah, but if you eat 3 years for the pears, would be Cheskes Raya, not Cheskes Kinyan.
100%.
But that's what Cheskes Kinyan
is. Gerecht Zentir. But Barry asked, however, how can the second person afterwards come over and try to take it away? Esther Shen Dra Yudu. Nobody was Moicha during those 3 years. It should belong to him after 3 years.
And since she's destroying the tree, wouldn't that be enough as a Moicha? She's ruining the fields. We know that she's building.
She's undermining her chazaka. Instead of making a chazaka, she's just ruining it for herself and for the property.
And other things in the field, that's enough to make a chazaka on it.
Not to make
Now you're getting into a shaila. The question that's being posed is, we had a comparable case about someone who dug Boiris Shichnu Ma'oris into a property. What happens if he left it there for 3 years and nobody was Moicha? Does he have a chazaka? So the Gemara says, Ein chazakal nizakin. But then the Gemara said, but it depends. If you're talking about regular types of hezik, Ein chazakal nizakin. When do you say in chazak l'insokin if it's a big, big time types of kilkel? The smoke, the ashon, as well as the basic kisei, the kutra and the basic kisei. But a regular, normal hezik, if anything, says the Rishbam, you don't need to wait 3 years. After 5 minutes, the person should be screaming, hey, you're being mazik my property, what are you doing? You don't need 3 years for that. It's an almost instantaneous type of chazakah.
Doesn't this work? She's destroying the tree.
The lady is destroying the tree.
Right.
Exactly.
That should be enough for a chazakah. Someone should scream, what are you doing? You're destroying the
tree. Yeah, but it didn't belong to anybody. This was Nechsi Ager. She went and took Menehevka. Nechsi Ager. She wanted to be koine. She figured, 13 years, I'm already bar mitzvah time in her 13 years. The answer is, Aznisht. Okay, so Gemara back to Umar Rav. Now, this is related to the Gemara that we had yesterday. The Gemara says over here, Hatzor Tzur Benechzi Ager. Ager left over a house, and someone went into the house and drew pictures on the wall. Zoktach Rav Kona, Medei Malayin, he was Koina. And not only did Rav say this in terms of Halacha, he himself Halacha Lemaisa, the Rav Lekoni Leginza, the Bei Rav Ela Bitzursa. What means ginza de beirav? A ginza, of course, is a gina. A gina is not a building. It's a garden. So what are we talking about? That you're koine by making a tzura. It says, Rishbam, that there was a ger that lived next to the beirav, next to the yeshiva, and he had a gina, and he also had a house. And now the ger passed away. Rav wanted to annex that property to the house, to the yeshiva, so now that the yeshiva should be, instead of only 500 talmidim, it should be 1,000 talmidim. So what did he do? He went into the house on the gina, on the property, which was adjacent to the bismedrish. And what did he do? He drew some pictures there on the wall. Says Rav, that's enough to be koina bitzursa with a tzura. Now, many of you are thinking to yourselves, didn't we have a gemara like that yesterday, where the gemara said that if a person made keneged ha-pesach, Tziur oikiyur, or tziyud, or kiyur, or kiyud, kiyur. Yeah, what did he do? He made various types of also designs on the wall. So the Gemara says, as long as it's an ama al ama, and it's keneged HaPesach, you're koine. For those of you that weren't here yesterday or don't remember, Go back on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, about halfway down the Amud, not in terms of the Gemara. In terms of the Gemara, it's a little bit more than halfway, but in terms of the Daf. You see, Umr Avdimi Bar Yosef, Umr Ablozer, Hamoitze Palter, Menachse Yager, a person found a palter in an existing home. Vesod Behen Siyud Echad, he made one plastering. Oikir Echad, or he made a design. Rishbam said he made a design. Where's the Rishbam here on the bottom? Nishkiyor, no Kiyor, that's exactly right. And he made a beautiful, beautiful job. We have the Rishbam here on the Amid Beis, the Kama. Oh, so the Siyud, it's a 7-8 lines into the wide lines. 7-8 lines. You start Hamoitze Palterin, right? 8 lines in, 9 lines in. Benuyin, it was already a built house. The Ein Chosaklum, it's perfect. The Ein Loi Malachadish Babayish, Tia Chazaka. What are you going to do to make a Chazaka? You don't have to add new locks, you don't have to add new windows. It's a perfect home. Siyud, skip the Gedolim Lekorsinan. Siyud Tiach Besid, if he added some plaster here or there. Or Kiyur, Tziyurin Mechukin Alakir. He went and engraved various types of tziyurin designs on the wall. V'kama, says Rishbam, have a yipu l'hachzik, how much do you need? Keneged ha-Pesach, derech kinesis Pesach ha-bayis, v'koizu she-kenegdoi, as you come into the home, the shamnira yoyser l'noi, ooh, takazoi shayin, those nice, beautiful, ornamental designs here. First impression. Any other place, if you're doing the dining room, you're doing the living room, then you have to make it larger than the amah. So l'chori, that's very, very similar concept to what we're talking about. But our Gemara doesn't talk about kineged ha-Pesach. It doesn't use the term kior. It uses the term here, ha-tzar tzura, menichsi again. So l'chori, it's similar. However, the Rishbam already points out what the nafkimin is. So if you look at the Rishbam, 6-7 lines from the bottom here, he adds a little color. After all, we are making a tzura, so he's adding color. What's the Hatzar Tzura? The Rishbam, 7 lines from the bottom. Tzura's Chaya Oif. He went and drew a beautiful picture of a deer, or of Oif, of chickens, or swans, or whatever. Benichzi again, because the Abayis. Avasir v'kiyu diyamali el, amakinik in a Pesach, lav ainu Tzura's Beria. That's not what we're talking about over there. That's not a Tzura's Beria. He didn't go and draw a picture of a Chaya Oif. El Tzura Baalim, a nice design. Oh, Masa Tziatzuim uprochim. Like flower designs, ornamental designs.
What's
tzatzuim? Tzatzuim was a chashenekite, you know, a kleinekite. Avaturis chaya oif chashuva v'day bi'echot v'lo bi'inan ama v'lo kenegad ha-pesach. Or to add a beautiful a bird with the wings extending, as a shayna built, or a chaya, that's so choshev, you only need one, and v'lo bi'inan ama, you don't need an ama, don't even kenegad ha-pesach. Anywhere that you would do it shows, oh, Takazesh, I never saw that before. Oh, you drew that. Oh, you're an artist. Well, anyway, so Rav himself, Taka did a bitzurza because this property.
He drew his attention.
Yeah, look in the next Rishbam. The Rav Likon Legins to the Beit Rav. Gina Hasmuch le Beis Medrash. There was a Gina right next to his Beis Medrash. Mahisa Shoger and it belonged to a Ger. Umes and he died. The Connor Rav Bekar, she also bitzurza lahachsik bought to be machsik in the Gina and in the house. On the Gina, so this Omer Rav is not so much a Rav went and made an official proclamation. He did it by example. People saw that he made such a beautiful tzura. Oh, that's a way to go and be kinder. For those of you that weren't here yesterday, we said that it's appropriate that we're learning about this type of Gemara where you made a Sir or Kior, Keneged Pesach and Amma, because as many of you know, the halach is if you're building a new home, you're supposed to leave out an Amma Keneged Pesach, a Zecher for Chorben Yerushalayim. That you come in, you see an Amal Amma which is empty, and that reminds you, and you have that, a lot of people have that in Eretz Yisrael in particular, but even here in Chutz Laretz, and it should be Keneged Pesach, it should be recognizable as soon as you come in, if it's an Amal Amma. So our Gemara now, since we are on the Shvel, we are on the threshold of the coming of Mashiach, and tonight and tomorrow is Chamishu Sabaav, La Yom Tov Yisrael, so then you can have such an Amma of the Tziyad Vakir opposite the Pesach, so B'mokoyim, a Chorbin of Yerushalayim, you'll have a brand new Binyan, which will be an improvement and renovation on the house. Okay, anyway.
They
dance together. Oh, put a Uda sign opposite the door. So the employment tells us that he knows people that have the minhag that when it comes Chodesh Adar, they cover over the chorva of that Amma Alama, and they put up a Mishnah's other sign that we are replacing the Tzaris with the Simcha of Chodesh Adar.
A lot of these people live there all year.
Okay, anyway, Rabbi Yisai, let's go weiter. Nu Shtikl, Itmar, four lines from the bottom. Soda HaMusuyemes B'Mitzurah. You have a Soda that has Mitzurim on all sides. The Gemara uses that expression because you remember yesterday we talked about two properties where in between the properties was a Meitzar that divided between the two. Here we're saying that this Soda had Meitzarim on all four sides. It had borders. You remember the Rishbam said a border means that it's either slightly elevated or slightly submerged in the ground. So you can see exactly, it's not just that on your documents where the meets and bounds start and end, it's not just a document to say, well, exactly 40 feet from the right, from the north, from the south. You could tell because there was, in fact, stakes. Exactly. Anyway, so in Masada Musiyamas Mitzurah, so you had a room and a room, all four sides, you had these types of markers. Omavuna Marath, Kimet Shehikish Bo Makush Echad, Konakula. If you want to be koina, like we had just a minute ago, rofak beporta. Go and take your shovel, make a kleina, take the shovel into the ground, do a little bit of hoeing, a little bit of digging, showing a nook, and now it belongs to you. You made an effective kinyan. Oh, no. You're only koina that 3 inches, 5 inches, 10 inches where you did your digging, that's it, but you're not koina the entire property.
What only should be
kind of if you want to go and be koina a property. For instance, we had no al goda uparat. You don't have to go make locks all.
Only one place.
In one place.
Why is this difference?
No, that's a machloek is now between Rav and Shmuel. Okay. Rav says you make one kleinikite in one place on the big field, shine kind of cool, and you kind of the whole thing. Rafik Baporta. Well, Shmuel says, no, like kind of mokabakusha, but only where you made that initial digging, those 5 inches. How then would you be koina the entire property? That we're going to see on the Amud Beis in another moment. B'she'ena misuyem is b'tzura. What happens if there are no borders and boundaries around the karka? It's a piece of karka. Ad kama, what do you have to do to go and show that you are the owner? Since there are no obvious borders, and it's, Rishbam says, one plot of land in this large bika gedoyla, which is open to so many other fields. So how do you show that you are the owner of this field? Ad kama. What you have to do is, you have to take a pair of oxen and have them go from the north to the south or from the east to the west of the field and go the entire length or the entire width of the field and return back to and you go and fly. You go on the initial flight and you have your return flight.
So they know where it goes.
I'm sorry?
How do you know to where it goes?
Well, he knows where it goes. It's just you don't have this property. He knows where it goes. It's just it's not obvious to the world. Correct. It means it's
we don't know where
it is. There's no physical markers to show where the property and he knows from the documents. The surveyor brought him the survey, and it shows over here until the 100-foot line and the 150 line. He knows where it is, but it's not obvious to the world. So since he wants to be koina, connected to the whole world, how does he do that? Let's look. I see everybody's all nervous over here. So let's see the Rishbam. First and second Rishbam. Top. According to Rav. We're talking. The top Rishbam. It's a large, large bika. And it's open to many other fields. In other words, in one large valley, one large plains, you have 50 such fields. And that, Shelley, that's the plain truth. It's open to Shisram. How much does he have to dig? The Yikna Kula, Aliba de Rav. Like we said in the Omer Aleph, Makusha Bulvat. The Kolchkim Shein Messiamis. Yesh Beforshvin Yonachayim Vloini Hirli. Now, next Rishbat. Now, according to Rav, that on the Omer Aleph said one makush is enough for the entire. What happens if you have any mesiamis? Zok Rishbat, kid ozel tired to tired bit hoda. Kishiachresh tzemed bakar. Tzemed means a pair of bakar, of oxen. Shura achas, one ditch or one row, one furrow. Mikteigvul hasad viad katea, from one end to the other. Vahodar, and then the animal returns on a return trip. So therefore, the animals have now done charisha kishiachroish, plowed one furrow, and gone, return trip, a second furrow. Vahada. Ah, that's Vahada. Ubechazerosa yasa oit shura acheres. Tahayne shtei shuris al penei kol asodem misvase el tzvosei. Either mi mizrach l'marav, mitoich kach kona kol asodem, or gam min atzof in l'dorem. Makes no difference. It's got to be that the two oxen went in one direction, and then they came back on the return trip, and they made two furrows of plowing in the field. The kim de chorish de shurais al penei kol oirechasad al penei kol rachvay kilu chorish kuloi shereheksik baymeroi shivatzoyf aykach nirbeina. So even according to Rav that said that makush echid is enough, that's only when it's bein hamitzorim, not bein hamitzorim during the 3 weeks, but it's misiyemis b'mitzorim. However, it's ein misiyemis b'mitzorim, then a little makush is not going to do it. You have to have a full plowing of two furrows by going once and the return trip going back. Then according to everybody. Yes. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be much better to make one horizontal, one vertical? I should know what the size is. Prove the size. You want to prove your size. You want to prove what you did.
Reb Yosef says that he would think that it would be even better to do it perpendicular instead of two. Should be one to one way, one to the other way. No, we have to look in the Mefarshim, maybe others that could give.
I'm trying to say, otherwise I don't see how... You're saying that this is a surveyor. I mean, mm-hmm. He's trying to prove to the world that this is his.
Mm-hmm.
The world doesn't know what the surveyor says.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not a square property, maybe it's a whatever. Property. So whatever it is, whatever
makes more
it is,
sense to do
so
two rows.
You have to go... No, but you go around. Whatever it is, you go around.
It's very narrow, then it's a line. Because you go one-way climb.
Anyway,
I
see the top Toisis disagrees with Rishbam. I'm not clear what Toisis is saying, but if you look on the fourth line, you see he rejects the Rishbam.
What do you have accomplished twice?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what Rishbam, the Toys Attack asked. So you see that your kashis are Baruch Hashem mechavin to the Toys, and the Yom Pshat. Toys clearly disagrees with Rishbam. Exactly how you do it. Okay. Other Mefarshim perhaps give other explanations. Somebody on the phone has a question.
Yeah, it has to be one back and forth one time.
Back and forth one time. Okay, but once forth and then back. So both
exactly.
At the end of it, you have two altogether. It's like Tzrikimen. It's like a person goes to Eretz Yisrael. He went on one trip, but he had two flights. He goes and he comes. He makes two shuras.
No, it's not the same.
No, he makes two. Rishbam says clearly he makes two shuras. Look at the second Rishbam. What does he say on the second line? Ubechazerosa, you have that? Yasa, oi, churacheres, I'm shtei shurais. Oh, very good. Yeah. He made a gum. I don't know. Rabbi Yosef says he remembers Absarashi that said that Avraham Avinu wanted to be coin, he made in gum. If so, I guess in gum zula toiva, that gum also works.
That's not fourth.
Achmais means it's the third letter in the Greek alphabet, and it's a machloikis exactly whether it's like a langachov or whether it's like an X. There are different pshat. Anyway, we're getting off the onto a tangent. Back to the Gemara. Second line, second and third line. Amr Yira Meshbuah. Nechse Oivit Kechovim Hari Hain Kemidbar. We're talking. What was that? Unless you're asking a question, please put yourselves on mute. So, Omer of Yehuda Mishmur. Next, the Ovi Kechavim Hari Hein Kemidbar. The Nechosin that belong to a goy. Now, we're not talking about that you can go onto a goy's property, it's Hefker, and start being koine. Chas v'shalom. What we're talking about is a goy is selling property to another person. That other person being a Jew. So, the goy sold it, and the Jew bought it. Now, we know from many other Gemaras that while we Klal Yisrael have many different types of kinyanim, whether the Meshicha or Mesira or Hagbo or Glila or Sudur or Chazaka, all those wonderful kinyanim. However, by a goy, there's only one kinyan. That's a kinyan kesef. V is the gelt. Once he gets his money, he says, you can do whatever you want, my friend. Exactly. So he only has the kinyan kesef. Thank you again for your help earlier. Shkoyach. earlier this morning, you helped me out. If you don't remember, it's also Gamzul Taifa. Have a good day. Okay, so he looks like a wonderful young man. Gewaltig. Noch besser. Anyway, so you have now a non-Jew who sells a property to a Jew. As far as the Jew is concerned, he wants to make sure that it's properly documented, that he has a shtar. As far as the moicha, the goy, is concerned, he's only interested in the money, in the kesef. And what happens now, next time you should listen. I know. So in between the kesef and the shtar, we have a beneshmoshes period, where someone else can go and jump in and try to be koine esakarka. So again, we have, listen now, you have now the goy, he's selling the property. As soon as he gets the kesef, as far as he's concerned, I'm out of here. And the lawyers say, we're still drafting the documents. I don't care. Lawyers charge, make documents, minish kanafkimina. I got the money, and he leaves. The Jew says, I gave him the money, but I need my shtar. So they're still working on the shtar. It takes 2 hours. Baruch Hashem, the shtar is finished, signed, sealed, delivered. He takes the shtar up. Baruch Hashem, I happen to be the new owner of the property. And guess what happens? Between the kesef and the shtar, an interloper, a meddler comes in, another yid, sees an opportunity, and he seizes the opportunity. By jumping in, he makes all types of rafik baporta, all types of nodal gadol parat, to go and be koina, because it's hefker zoktuk shmur. Now it's hefker to the whole world. He takes it from the whole world, from you, me, and everybody else. Because as far as the goy is concerned, he has been mafker, he took his money and he left. The new Jew that bought it didn't get his money, he didn't get his kinyan, he didn't get his shtar yet. So now it's hefker. Then people came in like
a situation where you have a person that's sold.
Yeah.
There's no koinah.
Exactly. Can you imagine? At least for a temporary period, for an hour or two. Now, Rejvam says immediately, we are not recommending this. And in fact, quite to the contrary, Rejvam says he's certainly no better than an oni hamahapach becharora uboacher v'notla demikri rasha. That second person, that Jew that comes in the middle, that goes and takes away the property, he's an evil Russia. He's a villain. The question is, but did his villain, did it work? Says Shmuel, it works.
It works?
That's what Shmuel says. Okay. Okay, everybody, so we have a whole full sugya here, so everybody, you know, cooled off. We'll see. I give out. Amr Vina Mishmuel. Don't daydream. Second and third line. Amr Vina Mishmuel. Nechsi Ovi Kacham Mahari Hain Kimidbar. Why is that? My timer. As soon as he gets the money, puts it in his pocket, and runs away. He goes to the bar, he goes to Las Vegas, wherever he goes, he takes the money and he leaves. He wasn't coin until he gets the shtar. Hilkach Hari Hen Kimidbar. During that hour, 2 hours, whatever it is, it's like a midbar. It's hefker. Can you kiss us for the guy, not for the yid? The yid wants to start.
You can't pull back.
You can't pull back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, the rabbon on it. You have to do mashicha, but not also. But for
new money back. Guy, if you're saying
new b'daliyah, new bad. What's the word, Lashon?
Yeah. Yes, for Chitech
Baliyah.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if I gave him money, he
has nothing. He doesn't own it, but you don't know.
Now, everybody's wondering the questions that you're all... The questions that all of you are upset about is, you all remember the Mishnah Mesechta Kedushin, where the Mishnah says that the Chosim Shiesh L'machrayis Niknin Bekesef V'shtar U'b'chazakah. So you're telling me, why isn't he also Koinah Bekesef? Why is he waiting for the Shtar? So now Rishbam says several times throughout these sugyos, if you want to go back to the Rishbam, the top of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, exactly, there in the Rishbam, he talks about the Gemara, about do you have to say Lechazeku Kni, don't you have to say Lechazeku Kni, and the Rishbam says, you see on the third line from the top of Nun Gimel Amid Aleph, in the middle of the line, Vafilim Nosle Mo'ois, even if you already paid for the Karka, Loikani b'mo'ois. Why not? It's koyne bekesse bishtar bechazaka. Ki goin be'ir, shekoyz vin shtar. We're talking about a shtot, or a place where they write shtaris. The ein hakesse moyil ad, number one, shiyachzik, he does taka chazaka, and no al godar uparat, or yad shiyichtu bashtar, or until you go and write the shtar out. Can I mean, like we say in Maseches Kedushin, on that mission, the Chodshim V'chai, Nik Mekesu V'shtar V'chazaka, Omer Rav, Leishon El Mamakim She'en Koysin Es Ashtar, if you don't write a shtar, Amakim She'en Koysin Es Ashtar, Leikona At She'ich Levloi Es Ashtar.
This isn't by a goy, this is by a
yid. Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why there's a difference between a goy and a yid. So coming back to our Gemara, what the Gemara is telling us is, as far as the goy is concerned, there is no Mishnah, but had there been a Mishnah, it would say, the Chodshim She'esh L'machai is Niknin, only bekesef for the goy, because the goy only has a kinyan kesef, he doesn't have any other kinyan. However, as far as we're considered, if it's a makim shekoyz vin shtar, then you got to do either your chazak or your shtar. Kesef doesn't do the trick. My friend, after the shir is over, we can learn the Rishbams and Daf Nun Gimel. We're only importing that for answering the question that you, Rabbi Yosef, and all the other Choshev and Talmid HaChachamim have asked. Why isn't the Jew also Koine Bekesef, just like the Goy is Koine Bekesef? And the answer is, because we're talking about a Mokoyim where everybody wore, among the Yidden, everybody had Shtar. We're going to see in a moment, there's going to be another Shmuel that says that was the Minig by Goyim also. But we're not up to there yet. Therefore, we have this now grace period in this no man's land. Literally.
Rishbam says because there are nasin, so that your das is not to be coined until you get the shtar.
That's going to be, okay, you're already referring to the next Gemara. We're going to get to this shortly.
But,
as far as the goy is concerned, he got the money, he leaves. Bear with me a moment.
I'm saying he's not coined.
Yid is not coined. So, fine, this is good. I'm masking with that. Anyway, bottom line is, we have this literally no man's land during this 1 or 2 hour period in between the receipt of the mois by the goy and the receipt of the shtar by the yid. And during that time, somebody else can get in and he could theoretically take off. However, just looking at this Rashbam over here, right before the wide lines, right before the middle wide lines, Umiyun Nira Be'enai, says Rashbam, 2 lines before, the high sheni, that second yid, the shayna yid, that shayna yid that comes in, Rusha Mikri, Kim de Yoav, Lekeach Rishon Zuzi, the first person paid the money, like Gora, the first Lekeach paid the money to
the... Who owes the money now? First this tree. Happens.
Oh, I mean, who can you try to collect from? Yeah. And Rishbam talks about whether he can go and go back to the Moichri, go back to the second guy. Yeah. Anyway, Legorim Oni Mahapa Pacharo, Bo'acha Benotle, Demikri, Rasha, Hahu. Okay, anyway, that's the first halach of Shmuel. Back to the Gemara, Omele Abaye, Rav Yosef. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, it doesn't stim, it doesn't make sense. Me on Mishmuel Achi, for Mishmuel, the same Shmuel himself said, Dina de Malchusa, Dina. Umalka Omar means the government issued decrees and laws, like Likni Ara Elebe Igrisa. That even by the Goyim, they're only Koina Ara with Igrisa, means with a piece of paper. You have to have a shtar. It's not enough to have money. So then you don't have this no man's land period in between the Kesef and the shtar. Even the Goyim needs the shtar.
Igrisa means a letter?
I'm sorry, once again?
Igrisa means a letter, shtar.
Igrisa is a Losh of Ishtar, like the word Igeris, like you have in Pirim, by Megillah Esther, that Igeris is like. But here we don't mean a letter, we mean the letter of the law in terms of Ishtar, a document. See, even the Goy would not be Koine. So that what's the problem? There's no man's land in between. It's never Hefker, because the Goy is not Koine mit Kesef, he's only Koine also with Ishtar, just like Ben Zayid. So now, this was a question that was posed by Abaye to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef didn't bother answering the kasha. Umalei ano lo yadana. Now, sounds like he doesn't know the answer, but Rishbam says he really did know the answer, but rather what he wanted to go and say to Abaye is, you know, instead of answering your question, I'll tell you a real masa shahoya, and you'll see what we were talking about. That what? Have uvda bedura dereyasa. What's dura dereyasa? Tup shotem. Either dura dereyasa, the name of a place, or Rishbam says it's a kfar shel royim. In other words, Reyesa, like the word Raya, Raya Mehemna, Reyesa means Royim, shepherd, and Dura means a kvar. This was a town that was inhabited by these Royim, by these shepherds. Okay, Havdubi Reyesa, Yisrael Duzov and Army Avikachov, our case, a Yid bought from a Goy, but also Yisrael Achrina, and another Jew came in between, and Rafik Barporta Itaka did this. This as a masa. Can you push down? Ah, terrible. Also, the comment of Yehuda. Oikma biyada disheini, and he in fact gave it to the second one. So you're asking me akasha Shmuel on Shmuel di machusadina, Mister, your kashas are givaldik ablamaisa. We don't paskin like this second Shmuel. We paskin like the first Shmuel. And who is the one that paskin this case? It was also the comment of Yehuda. That's the same Rav Yehuda that we started off with. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, the second and the third line. So not only did Rav Yehuda say this in the name of Shmuel, he felt that this is takalocha lemaisa, and certainly, says Rishbam, since Rav Yehuda was one of the star disciples of Shmuel, he knew that Shmuel said,
and also of Rav,
it's irrelevant for our Gemara, but you are correct that he was first a Talmud of Rav, and then when Rav passed away, he moved over to the Smedish of Shmuel. Exactly. So he knew that Shmuel said Dina Machus Dina, but that didn't bother him. But rather he said, no, the halacha is like the first Shmuel that we just said, that it's like Hefker, Kol Machzik Behen, Zoche Behen. That's what Rav Yosef said back to Abaye. On Malay, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Dura Dereisa Kamris, you bring me a rife and Dura Dereisa has nothing to do with us. That's a separate case b'fnei atzmai. Why? Because in Bagi, Hossam, there, Bagi, Mitmeri Hava, the Inu Gufayloi Hava Yavi, Taskala Malka. Umalka Omar Mandi of Taska Leichel Ara. What does this mean? Says Abaye back to Rav Yosef. The case of your Bagi, where you have the Sodois in the Dua Dereyesa, is not a good case. Because all of those Royim were over there, were a bunch of Ganuvim and Anusim, and they didn't go and pay their taxes. And in fact, as you know, the Gemara says often a Roya is not Mehemon, depending if it's a Roya Book or Roya Tzoyim, and they were not careful about letting the sheep roam in other people's fields. Anyway, so the point is, these guys are a bunch of cheats, including the Goyim that own the properties in this Bagi. They didn't pay their taxes. And therefore, when the Goy sold it to the Jew, he didn't even own the property anymore, because the Melech said, you don't pay your taxes, it's all hefker.
So on one now, side we're listening, Dina Machuzadina. On one side we're not listening, Dina Machuzadina.
Very good. So he's saying, that's the Dina de Machuzadina
that
applies.
We do listen to, but we don't listen to the other one, it's the steer.
Okay, so let's just finish the point here. Yeah. So, Dura Dereisa Kamers, don't bring me a raif, and Dura Dereisa, Hossam Bagi Mitri Hava, the owners used to go and hide. In other words, when the tax collector came, they hid somewhere. Then they never paid the taxes. And therefore, that second person that came in between, he made a shtar, I'm paying all the taxes for the next 12 years for this piece of property. He committed himself. The Melech says, okay, it's yours. Ah, it's had nothing to do with the halachas that we talked about until now, that this guy is as an officious intermeddler and interloper that's trying to steal somebody else's property. He's not a oni mahapa pecharura, because he's taking a piece of property that is hefker, because the goy didn't pay his taxes, and he agreed that he's going to pay
his taxes.
He bought the tax. Very good. Let's see just a couple of rishbams here in the bottom, because I see everybody's looking at me with funny eyes, even the guys on the telephone. You see the third wide line all the way in the bottom. Dura dereisa kamris, bit me. He asked me dura dereisa. V'chim mishamata mevi raya. The next year I become a rehen kim midbar. Bagi the midmari. Sodois tzimunois. It's as if the field itself was hidden. Can't hide a field. Oh, shloyo yabalim noisin es hamas lemelech. They didn't go and pay the taxes. El mavrichan atzman. Whenever the tax collector came, mavriach, they made a plate.
A tax evasion.
But ala vekelot. Dinu gufayu balim rishoinim. The goy. Loi havi yavi taski. O medina de malchusa. That's what you told me. Medina de malchusa dina. Loi hoi biyodam. It didn't belong to them. Biyodam de balim. Koyach limkar. He didn't even have the right to go. He's not authorized to sell it. It doesn't belong to him anymore. O mechrim batal. The whole mechr is gunish mit gunish. Vze hasheni shehechsik. Kone medina de malchusa. How? Shehisna bechaz kosoi almenas litanes ataska lemelech. He said, I'm going to pay the taxes, Rabbi. So I'm taking it upon me. I'm going to pay it. Well, Malkoma, no, man, you have to ask a lechel ara. Bechazok im beloishtar, etc., etc. Anyway, so bottom line is our Gemara is saying, don't bring me rais from Dura Dereisa. That's an exception to the rule, which is overcomes, overrides everything else.
The government gives it to you. The Medina gives it.
He doesn't give it to you. Because of the fact that the goy didn't pay his taxes, it became effectively hefker. A yid came in, and this goy now has the audacity, the chutzpah, to go and sell it to a Jew. This doesn't belong to you. You don't pay the taxes on it.
How does he get back his body, the yid?
How does he get back his money? That's a choshe mishpat shala. Here we're talking about the union of cheskes abatim and cheskes kakwit. Anyway, so back. The bottom line is, the second fellow who came in, who wrote in his shtar an undertaking that I'm going to go and pay all the taxes, he had the right to go and take the coin of the karka, so don't use that as a raya, says Abaye to Rav Yosef. And now the Gemara continues on, the Gemara Vaita. Rav Huna, one more shtickle. Rav Huna zov an army over Kachovim. Rav Huna bought a piece of property. Osi Yisrael Acher Rofik Bapurta. And again, as a maisa, that a person, a shani, came in and he went and did a Rofik Bapurta, a small little hoeing, a little bit of digging into the ground. Also, the commander of Nachman, Oik V'yodei, it belongs to you. Amalei, my daitach. How are you paskining against me? The Omeshmul next to Ivy Khamarheim Kimidbar, Khalamaksib Hem Zocha, and that's why you are giving the property to the Shani against the Rishain. Levidly Mark Idich the Shmua. What's the other Shmua? Rishbam says, I know you're thinking Dina Malchusadina. That's not an issue. Rather, what's bothering the Mara is the Omeshmul the Kanal Makam Makusha Buvat. Remain only did a roughing by Porta. No Abisala. Fine, let him be coin. He should go and get 1 foot by 1 foot.
That's
fine.
It.
And that's, and I should be able to get all the rest of the property. Amalei, Bahai, Anokish Maitin Svirali, there I disagree with Shmuel. In other words, I hold with Shmuel, Agabi, the halacha that we just said, that the next year, Chavim are like a midbar, anybody can take over. However, you asked, Oy Bazoi, let's pass like Shmuel, Mokim Makusha, there I hold like Rav. Diom Rav Huna, this is Rav Huna talking. Remember, this whole story started off. Rav Huna, Zoven Arami, Oy Bazoi. So Rav Huna says, I go Lishito Si, Diom Rav Huna, Omer Rav, Kibishanichish Ba, Makush Agad. Kona Kuli is kind of the entire property. Since he created the entire property, that's why if the second fellow does a Ravim Bapurta, then he'll be koina the karka. The boys have a wonderful day in Hatzlacha Rabbah. Thank you all for joining. 8:05 tomorrow.